Read in English avec Arabs Yes You Can. Copyright Larousse 2017. A Christmas Carol. On Christmas Eve, old Scrooge is sitting in his counting house. It's a freezing, foggy day outside. Inside, only a small fire burns to keep Scrooge and his clerk, Bob Cratchit, warm. Bob Cratchit looks cold and sad, but Scrooge doesn't care. A Merry Christmas, Uncle! Bah humbug! His nephew calls by to invite him to Christmas dinner the next day. Scrooge hates Christmas. It is a waste of money. He even has to give his clerk the day off. It's just not fair. He can see that Bob Cratchit is in a hurry to get home to be with his family. Make sure to be here earlier the next morning.
Yes, sir, I promise.
At the end of the day, Scrooge goes home. As he puts the key into the lock, he is startled. Is that a face he can see on the door? It looks like his former partner, Marley. But Marley is dead as a doornail. Scrooge goes inside and then locks himself into his bedroom. He sits down in front of the fire. He must be imagining things.
Humbug!
He mutters to himself. Suddenly, a bell in his room begins to ring loudly. He hears someone dragging heavy chains up the stairs. The sound comes closer and closer. Scrooge watches in horror as a ghost walks through his locked door.
What do you want with me? Who are you?
I am your partner, Jacob Marley. I am condemned to wander the world without rest. But you can escape my fate. You will be haunted by three spirits. Remember my words!
Scrooge is so shocked that he can't even say humbug. He lies down on his bed and falls asleep. Scrooge wakes up in the dark. Surely it was all just a dream, but suddenly there is a bright flash of light and a hand starts to draw back the curtains on his bed.
Who are you?
Scrooge finds himself face to face with an unearthly visitor.
I am the ghost of Christmas past. Your past. Rise and walk with me.
Scrooge obeys the ghost. He feels foolish wearing just his slippers, dressing gown and nightcap. The ghost takes his hand gently but firmly. He cannot resist. Together, they pass through the wall and Scrooge finds himself standing on a country road on a cold winter day. As they walk along the road, Scrooge becomes excited when he begins to recognize where he is. People pass by. Boys are laughing and playing. He can hear merry music. It makes him feel strangely happy. The ghost guides Scrooge to an old schoolhouse where they discover a boy sitting alone in a cold room. He looks lonely and sad. The door opens. And a little girl comes running in. She hugs and kisses the boy.
I have come to take you home, dear brother.
Home?
Yes, we will be together all Christmas long and have the merriest time in the world.
It makes Scrooge cry to see his sister's love.
The ghost touches his arm, and they leave the school behind them. They are now in a busy city street, and the ghost leads Scrooge to a warehouse, where he recognizes his former employer, Mr. Fezziwig. The old man looks at a clock, and seeing the time, calls out,
"No more work tonight, boys! It's Christmas Eve! Let's make ready for the celebrations!"
The young apprentices clear away the room, smiling in excitement. Mrs. Fezziwig comes in, accompanied by her daughters. Cakes, mince pies, roast meats and beer are laid out on the tables. A fiddler starts to play a lively tune and everyone joins in the dance. The ghost takes Scrooge away from the scene, and he sees himself now as a man. His face has lost its youthful innocence and shows the first signs of avarice. Beside him sits a pretty young lady. There are tears in her eyes.
"You have changed. All that matters to you now is profit."
"I am wiser, that's all."
"I know you no longer care for me. May you be happy in the life you have chosen."
He sees the same woman, older now, surrounded by children in a happy home. A knock is heard at the door. Laughing and shouting, the children rush to greet their father, who is carrying a large bundle of Christmas toys and presents. These scenes are too much for Scrooge to bear, and he pleads with the ghost to take him away. Moments later, he finds himself alone back in his own bedroom. Exhausted, he barely has the energy to reach his bed, where he falls into a heavy sleep. Scrooge wakes up sometime later. He gets up, opens the door timidly, and finds himself face to face with a giant in a green robe. The ghost of Christmas Present. He reaches out to touch the ghost's robe and instantly the room vanishes. It's Christmas morning and the streets are full of bright colour and happy people. The ghost leads Scrooge to a small house he doesn't know. Bob Cratchit's home. While Mrs. Cratchit is busy preparing the dinner, the children are running around in great excitement. Bob arrives back, carrying his youngest son, Tiny Tim, on his shoulders. The family gathers around the table for a feast of goose, potatoes and gravy, and a steaming pudding for dessert. Scrooge looks at them fondly, especially Tiny Tim.
"Spirit, tell me if Tiny Tim will live."
"I see an empty seat and a crutch without an owner if nothing changes in the future."
"No! No, you must save him!"
Scrooge next finds himself in a bright, cozy room. Now he can see his nephew laughing and his pretty, smiling wife, and all the friends they have invited to enjoy Christmas with them. They spend the evening in fun and games.
"A Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all, and not forgetting my dear uncle. He should not have to spend Christmas alone."
The merry company makes Scrooge feel happy, and he would like to stay, but the ghost takes him away again. They pass through the streets, visiting many family homes, but also the sick, the poor, and the lonely. Everywhere human beings need the comforts and joys of Christmas. It is almost midnight now. The ghost turns to Scrooge and two children appear beside him, a boy and a girl dressed in rags. Scrooge steps back in horror.
"This boy is ignorance. This girl is want."
"Poor little children."
The clock strikes 12. Scrooge looks around him for the ghost, but he is nowhere to be seen. As the last stroke vibrates in the air, he remembers the prediction of old Marley. He lifts up his eyes to see a hooded figure approaching like a mist floating along the ground. The ghost of Christmas yet to come silently approaches. It's wearing a deep black robe that hides its face and form. It does not speak, just points with one long finger. With his legs shaking, Scrooge follows the phantom. They arrive in the city where a group of men are making jokes about a dead man. They leave this scene and go to a poor part of the town. A woman enters a shop. Scrooge realizes with horror that she is selling bed curtains stolen from the dead man's bedroom. The phantom then shows Scrooge a bed where a body lies, covered only in an old sheet. The phantom spreads its dark robe before Scrooge, and he finds himself back with the Cratchits. Tiny Tim can't be seen, and everyone is crying.
How gentle he was! Just a child, a little child. You won't forget poor Tiny Tim, children, will you?
No, never, Father.
And now the phantom leads Scrooge away. They pass into a churchyard. The phantom points to a neglected gravestone where Scrooge reads his own name. Terrified, he feels himself falling into the grave. He pulls desperately at the phantom's robe and, to his surprise, wakes up in his own bed. Scrooge looks joyfully around his own room, laughing and crying at the same time. He pulls on his clothes. He rushes to the window and discovers a clear and sunny day. He calls down to a boy in the street below.
What day is it?
It's Christmas Day!
Scrooge rushes outside. He wishes a Merry Christmas to everyone he sees. He gives generously to the poor. He buys the biggest turkey he can find and sends it to Bob Cratchit's house. He enjoys the wonderful party at his nephew's house. He knows how to laugh now. The next day, he raises Bob's salary and promises to be a second father to Tiny Tim. Yes, Scrooge learned his lesson, and for the rest of his days, he was a good man and a good friend to all.